Our second reading and our gospel this morning gives us something of a study in contrast between two very key figures in the history of our Christian faith. Our second reading, as it so often does at Sunday Mass, came from one of St. Paul's letters. Today, his letter to the Romans. And the very first lines of his letter to the Romans, where he introduces himself to them, claiming to be an apostle to the Gentiles. And then in the gospel, we meet the key figure of Saint Joseph, which the gospel describes him as a righteous man. And it's interesting to contrast the two lives of these men, Saint Paul and Saint Joseph. For example, biblical scholars estimate that St. Paul traveled over 10,000 miles over the course of his career as a preacher and an apostle. Of course, we don't bat an eye at putting 10,000 miles on our car in the course of a year, but St. Paul was doing most of this by foot. In contrast, St. Joseph, his whole life was limited to a very small area in the Holy Land, Nazareth, Bethlehem, Jerusalem, a relatively small space. St. Paul, in his letters in the New Testament, wrote somewhere between 30 and 50,000 words, depending on whether we're reading in Greek or English and whether we accept certain books of the New Testament, which there's some question as to whether Paul himself wrote them or not, but somewhere in the 30 to 50,000 word range, whereas St. Joseph, as far as we know, wrote a grand total of 0 words. And in fact, you can comb the 4 Gospels and you will not find one single word that St. Joseph even speaks in the Gospels. St. Paul died a dramatic death as a martyr. He was beheaded outside of the walls of Rome as a witness by his blood to the Christian faith. St. Joseph died a very hidden death. We don't know exactly when even, but presumably at some point before the public ministry of Jesus, he died quietly, peacefully in the arms of Jesus and Mary. These two figures, St. Paul and St. Joseph, such different lives, and yet there is one thing, one significant thing that they have in common, and that is that each of them was chosen. Each of them was chosen by God to play a particular part in his plan of providence. Providence is just the word we use for how God guides and governs all of creation over the whole course of history. St. Paul was chosen to be this apostle who would travel those thousands of miles in order to proclaim salvation in Christ for the first time to many people, this good news. St. Joseph was chosen, as we heard in the gospel today, to name the very Son of God. You will name him Jesus. St. Joseph was chosen to protect and to provide for God's greatest treasures, his own Son and our Blessed Mother. Each was chosen. And while it might be hard for us to identify with either St. Paul or St. Joseph, our lives seem so very different from theirs, this is one thing with which we can identify. Because each of us, my brothers and sisters, also are chosen. You know, the very fact that we exist, the very fact that we have life, says that we have been chosen by God. None of us is in this world by accident. We are created by an act of God's loving will. We are given the gift of life. And then at the moment of our baptism, the minister of the sacrament said of each one of us, "I claim you for Christ." You see, in our baptism, we're chosen by God. We're chosen by him to have a particular part ourselves in his plan of providence. in his will for how history will unfold. In the gospel today, St. Joseph had this moment of questioning whether, in fact, he had a part to play in any of this. He didn't understand what was happening in the life of his beloved, Mary. And in that confusion and doubt, he had decided quietly to remove himself from the picture until the angel of the Lord came to him and said, "No, Joseph, you are chosen. You have a part to play in all of this." How often in our own lives do we lose sight of the fact, do we forget, or do we maybe even question whether we have a part to play in God's plan? Whether God has any concern for the particularities which seem so minuscule, perhaps, of our lives. And yet we do. Our part may seem rather small and insignificant compared to people like St. Paul and St. Joseph. Maybe you've heard that little story, that parable, though, about the man walking along the shore of the sea where thousands of starfish had washed up and were stranded there on the beach. And he comes upon this boy who's throwing the starfish back into the sea, and he asks the boy, "What are you doing?" And he says, "Well, I'm going to save these starfish that have washed ashore." And the man says, "Well, what difference are you going to make with these thousands of starfish?" And the little boy bends down, picks one up, throws it into the sea, and says, "It made a difference to that one." You see, each of us, small as our part may seem in God's plan, each of us, by whether we are faithful to God's will for us, whether, like St. Joseph, we open ourselves and obey humbly and generously the will of God, will impact, literally with eternal consequences, a certain number of lives. Our own, certainly. But also, if you're married and have a family, you influence, literally, eternally, the destiny of your spouse and your children. The people that you encounter at work, your friends, the strangers perhaps for whom you perform some small random act of kindness or reach out to with an act of mercy. We make a difference. And all of this is part of God's plan of providence. You and I are called to play a part in that. So today, as we see the chosenness of St. Paul and St. Joseph, let's allow our Lord to convict us once again that we too have been chosen, that we have some particular part in his plan of providence that is committed to me alone, to you alone, and to which we are called to be faithful, no matter the trials, the obstacles, the sufferings it may bring. Simply to be faithful to God's will, trusting that our fidelity will be rendered fruitful by his grace. May we be inspired as we approach the great feast of Christmas to renew our trust in God's providence, and let's ask him for the grace to be faithful to our call. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.